Paul, he's on the score sheet with a goal and an assist tonight, but can you describe Mark Scheifele's impact on this game?
You know, I thought when they went back together last three or four games of the regular season, you could see them building to kind of these kind of games. And he looks, you know, it's so much like last year. And I liked their first three games, but if you remember the first three games in Minnesota, there wasn't a whole lot going, but you could see it coming. And then that switch flipped, and then that line was pretty dominant from then right through into the final, the Western final. They look the same again, just really, really smart hockey, and then that tip, right? Then that little extra skill that not a lot of people have comes out. But the hardness in their game, I think those three guys did a lot of heavy lifting and a lot of good work. Mark was a driver tonight for sure.
What goes into being the kind of team that gets better as the game goes on?
Well, the consistency comes from a belief of what you're seeing. It's a harder sell for me to tell you that after games one and two, but we like big chunks of our games there. And the players know it. So I think that's why, you know, even in the first 10 minutes where they're getting some shots up on us, but we kind of like where they're coming from. We know they're going to be hot in the first 10. And then kind of back to your game. And so even when you're down one, and you got a goal, you're facing a goaltender that's having a real special night, it really isn't an option for you how you're going to go forward. You're not going to change anything because you like the way you're playing. It was our best game was tonight, more so for me than game three. This was our best game.
Can you describe the impact Adam Lowry's line had on that game?
Yeah, well, when Brandon came back and those guys go back together in game three, just on zone time alone, you know, they're a heavy line, and there's a cost to playing against them. They're not 50 goal scorers, but they play in the right end of the rink, and because they're so disciplined with their line changes, we were able to get some changes in on some of that time.
Well, from your vantage point, penalty kill towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
What were you guys doing so effectively?
You know, I mean, I liked their penalty kill too on the. On the one that they scored on, it's just a special player. He's going to beat you like that sometimes. I've liked our penalty kill. It's a little bit like our 5-on-5 game. I think when we have an opportunity to be aggressive, we're picking the right time to do that. And then when not, we're patient. So we're keeping our lanes covered pretty well.
You talked about a special goalie the opponent had, a special player making a special play. You're talking about a win. What does that tell you about how your team played?
We were pretty good. You know, we liked our game, and we've built toward it. And then we would have had the same thing. So Connor Hellebuck was pretty. He didn't have as much work, but you still have to be as equal to the task, and he was. And then Mark Scheifele was a special player tonight. So it's going to look like this, you know, very possibly for the next three games. It's going to be really, really tight. It'll be the entire team's going to have to play well, but you're going to need one guy to put you over the top.
Game one after Maroon's goal, there might have been a bit of a lull. Or in game two after Maroon's goal, there might have been a bit of a lull. But after Tarasenko's, there was nothing, and it just was full speed ahead. And is that a sign that belief is building as the series goes along?
I think you get to your game in a series, or you don't. And we're getting closer to it, and we're going to need to keep building on that. You know, they're not going away. It's best two out of three, kind of start, hit the reset button, and you go back to where you started this series. Hopefully, home ice works out for us.
Well, Craig didn't like some of their clearing issues. Felt like he gave you guys a lot of extra zone time. Is that them making mistakes, or is that what you guys are doing?
I think that's what both teams have done to each other. I mean, the first 10 minutes, we had 9 clears on our PK last game that we didn't get down. So both coaches are going to do the same thing. They're going to look at the times you had the puck on your stick, which led to the penalty that we took at the end of the second and the goal. You got to make better play than that, except the other team's pretty good at that. I mean, Tarasenko and Shen and O'Reilly, I mean, knocked a bunch down right in front of our bench. We expect that puck out. But there's some hand skills on defense as well. Like, these offensive guys have notice of a Patty Laine played an unbelievable game. tonight. He knocked a bunch of things down. So it's some of it's good offensive players doing really good things with their sticks when you're making the right read on the clear. You know, so we'll tell you the guy, you got to do it harder. Do it faster, do it harder. But there's good players on both teams knocking stuff down.